I was then on the board, and we had no money. We had our budget balance sheet was really simple. It was, we spent $13,000 on running a retreat in, say, Angela Center, and then we raised $13,000 in fees to run the retreat. And then we, here we were, we're going to make a, have a monastery. And as you have heard, we were aided by a donation of the land up to my left of, you know, a lot of land that I thought was absolutely impossible to live on, but I guess you proved it otherwise. So in my first time on the board, we had, after, I think it was after Susan left, we had four of us. It was Mark and Debbie and Noel, who's come all the way from the East Coast to be with us. Noel had great concentration for about 1 hour. He was the young guy. I realize he's only 3 years younger than I am. He would be really attentive, and then after an hour, he would just lose all energy, and he's like, "I can't do meetings anymore." And we did pretty well. And our big struggle that year was just, what are we going to do with the fact that this side of the mountain to my right, with a house and electric utility hookups and so on, was for sale. So our struggle was to buy it, you know, not to buy it, not to buy it, faith, doubt, and so on. And every different aspect of the human psyche was represented by a board member or two. And people know the story better, and maybe Ajahn Amar is going to finish the story, but I got elected to be president, and my first act as a president was to sign a pile of real estate paper about this high. And I kind of got out in the street, bleary-eyed, and Ajahn Amaro and probably Ajahn Karunadamo, who was either about to become Anagarika Tom or just was Anagarika Tom, they were off going off to this thing up here. And I was standing there on the sidewalk going, wait, where's the celebration? We just did this really big thing, and there was just nothing, me on the sidewalk. And then I realized a week ago that this is the celebration. It took 20 years, but it's just wonderful to see all of you here. And, you know, I could recount what we did during my presidency, but all I remember is zoning meetings, because we were turning this into a church retreat. And I remember the bylaws. Maybe I was, you know, that was my contribution with working with the first Arthur and the second Arthur. And we had our articles of incorporation and bylaws that let this be a legal foundation for having lay people and the Sangha own this land. They own the land. We provide the financial part of it. So it's a thanks again for everybody who's made this possible in the last, you know, whatever, 16 years since I stepped down as president and handed over to Jeannie Bendick.